Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to a little spur of the moment podcast for you here as the basketball season tips off tomorrow. Of course, it was the early signing period for college basketball was yesterday. I've been trying to get TJ Otzelberger, Iowa State assistant coach. We got about 15 minutes lined up here with coach before he heads off to Sioux Falls. Coach, is that are you guys busing or flying to Sioux Falls?
Yeah, we're busing over there.
That's not a bad drive. What, like 4 hours, 3 hours, something like that?
Yeah, just under 4 hours. Try to make it a quick trip and get in there and get some shots in the night.
What, real quick, I do want to touch on the recruits, but you guys ready to go? I mean, we've heard all the press. I saw Coach Prohm talk the other day, but I mean, you're about 24 hours away from the season at the time of this recording. Talk me through what's going through the locker room right now.
Yeah, our guys are excited to play. You know, we had a great experience this summer going to Spain, got 10 extra practices in those games. And, you know, having a veteran group, our guys are just ready to play somebody else. They're ready to get out there and compete, to beat on somebody else. And we couldn't be more excited to head on the road and play tomorrow afternoon.
You have a unique perspective on Colorado being in the Pac-12. The last couple of years. I'm a big admirer of Tad Boyle. I like him a lot as a coach. I actually think, based off of the research I've done, that they seem a little bit underrated, I think, maybe nationally. What is your opinion on this team tomorrow? And I guess, scouting-wise, what does Iowa State need to be aware of with this Colorado team?
Yeah, Colorado's definitely a good team. And you know, with Coach Boyle, I have tremendous respect for him. They went to NCAA tournaments, I believe, in like four of his first seasons, five seasons. And some of these guys are on this team have been part of NCAA tournaments. He's got, you know, Josh Scott is a senior center and their leading scorer, leading returning scorer. And he's been on two NCAA tournament teams at Colorado. And Wesley Gordon, their starting power forward, has been on NCAA tournament team and some of their other guys as well. So they're a group that has had some success and won. And, you know, last year they had some injuries, they had some adversity. They maybe even had some chemistry issues, but I think it's a team that has a lot of veteran players with experience, a group that from a standpoint of on the interior with Josh Scott and then also with Wesley Gordon is a team that's really physical inside, great offensive rebounding team. And you know, with Coach Boyle, his groups are always going to defend. They're always stingy defensive teams. So it's going to be a dogfight for us, you know, at the Pentagon tomorrow.
Looking forward to 4 o'clock tip, ESPN2, Iowa State season opener. Let's touch on that recruiting class, Coach. That's why I wanted to get you on the phone. And we'll start with a guy who you've been, you know, working on for a while now. I mean, you go way back with Emmanuel Malou. We've learned a lot about him over the last couple of months since he verbally committed to Iowa State. But he's the headliner and a guy who Iowa State fans are very, very excited about. I kind of compared him to Julian Wright, the old Kansas Jayhawk, earlier in the week. Give us your opinion on what kind of a guy Iowa State fans can expect to see on the floor later on. Well, next year that would be. But talk a little bit about Emmanuel Malou and what he will bring to the program.
Yeah, with Emmanuel, you're getting a guy who's, you know, close to 6'9", with tremendous versatility, great perimeter skills, almost guard skills at his size. Guy that can really get on the perimeter, knock down shots, beat you off the dribble, but also has the ability to slash into the post and finish around the basket. He provides a, you know, tremendous rebounder and shot blocker as well. So very complete player, veteran guy. Like you said, a guy with some experience already as he comes in. And he couldn't be more thrilled to be a Cyclone. He loves Iowa State. Like I said, it's neat to see a guy that you've known for a while. I'm so passionate about Iowa State, get the opportunity to come here. But he's going to be somebody that's going to be able to step in for us right away and be an impact player.
Travis Hines from the Tribune wrote that really touching story about Malou, I thought. I mean, I think it opened a lot of the eyes for Cyclone fans who might be listening to this. I mean, how much of that, like, if throughout the recruiting trail have you been aware of? And I guess kind of walk us through the difference in, you know, everyday life, forget basketball, the difference in everyday life for Emmanuel Malou when he's where he's at now and what it will be like when he gets to Iowa State.
Yeah, Emmanuel's, you know, his story goes way back in Australia and, you know, when he first came over to the United States. And he's had a ton of adversity. He's had a ton of, you know, people that have kind of said, hey, let's take this path and let's go to this school. And things hadn't worked out. And he's put his trust in a lot of people. And I think some of that adversity that he's experienced will come back to really help him out down the road, because everything hasn't come easy for him. You know, he's at Yuba College now out in California, and academically he's got a pretty heavy course load that he's committed to on a daily basis. Obviously, they have their practices every afternoon, but he's really trying to work on his body. He's really trying to get the work done academically. He's really, trying to make a great effort basketball-wise, because obviously he's under a year away from playing his first game as a Cyclone. So he's got a grind on his hands, and he's had a lot of adversity, but I think all those things will help pay off for him when he gets here.
Other signees, Donovan Jackson is a guy who I think maybe a little bit under-talked about just because of Malou, but I think Donovan Jackson will be a really nice player for you guys. Anytime I see a kid who's a 40-plus percent three-point shooter, he's like 86% from the charity stripe, I'm excited about him. What did you guys see that instantly gravitated towards him on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, when we watched Donovan play in July, we felt like he was the best junior college guard in the country. And I've known Donovan, seen him play for a long time. He and I actually played in the same travel AAU program, and his high school played in my conference that I played in. So I've known him and seen him, know the confidence he has and has had in his abilities. And what we saw this summer when he went out there is against the best guards in the country. He put up the best numbers. I mean, he can really, really shoot the three ball. I mean, you're talking about a scoring point guard who can come off screens, light it up, pull up in transition and make plays. But he's not just a scorer. He's dynamic. He's explosive. He can get in the lane. I think he's somebody that is underrated, under-talked about, undervalued. I think he's going to be a tremendous asset for us, whether he's playing alongside Monte or whether, he ends up being our point guard. He's definitely going to be the point guard of the future, and we're excited about him.
Elsewhere, you added two high school prospects. Solomon Young is interesting. I don't even know how quite to describe him, so I guess I'll let you do that. But toughness is what I've heard about him. What made you want to offer him an Iowa State scholarship?
I'd watched Solomon for a couple of years as I was at the University of Washington. He's somebody that we recruited for the 2 years I was there, and then continued, obviously, to recruit here. And what we've always seen in Solomon is tremendous blue-collar work ethic, toughness, passion for the game. Plays with relentless energy, high-motor rebounder, physical. I mean, he's a guy right now that's 6'7", goes 235, and he's in high school. He'll be a guy that plays at 240, 245 in college. And he brings some of the toughness and athleticism that guys like Dustin Holt and Melvin Edgem have brought here over the years. And he brings that as well. And he's even a little bit bigger, more physical. So Solomon gives you a guy that, even though he's a freshman and he's young, and he's young for his age, he's going to be a guy that's going to come in here physically and be ready to compete in the Big 12 from day one. And he's somebody that, we think in the long term will have a chance to be a really special player.
Jacoby Long actually reminds me of Young a little bit, just at a different position. I feel like with the words I've heard to describe him over the past couple of months, would you say that's accurate just as far as he's a body type guy who can jump right in there right now and play? But what else does he bring to the table?
Yeah, I think with Solomon and Jacoby both, you're dealing with, even though they're freshmen, they're guys that physically and from a maturity standpoint are ready to come in and play in the Big 12. You hear so many times that, the biggest adjustment for freshmen is the physicality. And for those two guys, they're extremely physical players. I mean, with Jacoby, you're dealing with a 6'4", 210-pound shooting guard, combo guard, and somebody who, like I said, even though he's a perimeter player, he can knock down shots, he can put it on the floor. But he's also a guy defensively and rebounding-wise, he'll help us as well because of his athleticism and physicality. So, again, as much with those guys, their physical presence is great, but they have great character and they're ready to step in right away and impact their program.
The class as a whole was an interesting one. You guys come in, Fred leaves. I mean, your situation was really weird. Steve Prohm gets hired. You're already here. I guess, can you walk us through how you tackled this class? Because it was from outsider looking in, it looked like a bit of an odd scenario that everybody was in trying to scramble. I think you guys get – I mean, are you happy with the class? I think you did pretty well as far as ratings go and whatnot. Can you walk us through that process, what it was like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we felt like there was definitely some needs to address. Obviously, we need another ball handler. We need somebody that can be an impact scorer when you lose a guy like George Niang. You know, we felt like ultimately the backbone of this program has been guys like Melvin Edgem, like George Niang, like Monte Morris, Naz Long. I mean, even though there's been transfers, there's been junior college guys, you need that stability with freshmen who are going to be four-year guys. So feel like as we approached it, we looked at it and said, hey, who's the best ball-handling guard we can get that can come and have an immediate impact? Felt like we got that guy with Donovan Jackson. Who's a scorer on the wing or mismatch guy that can come in and, you know, to some extent, we're not going to replace George Niang, but fill some of that void. And we feel like with Malou, gives that versatile forward to do that. And then when you have character freshman guys like Young and like Jacoby Long, you're getting guys that can come in and not only impact your program in year one, but impact for 4 years. So we addressed those, all the needs that we had. Like you said, I think we're in a unique situation with the recruiting class because the transition transpired in June. For us, July is a big recruiting period. We're kind of up against a time crunch and trying to put the class together. You've got the coaching change, and then you've also got just the late timing and the scramble mold of it. But with all those things being said, I think that, you know, regardless of where this class is ranked, we've addressed our needs, and we've got great character guys with great toughness that can come in and really help us right away.
Will you keep an eye on mid-year transfers and whatnot? I know that there's a lot more competition for it now, but, I mean, is that something you guys will have an eye on here over the next couple of months?
Absolutely, we will. I mean, I think we've still got one scholarship that we could utilize that semester. It'd be great to find the transfer big guy if there's somebody out there that come in and give us that immediate help like McKay gave the team last year, or hopefully like Burton can help impact this year. We'd look for one of those guys. But at the same time, we want the best players we can get. And regardless of position, if that right guy's out there at semester that we can find somebody to fit in, we're going to be aggressive and go after
him. Otz, thanks, man. Travel safely. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, TJ Otzenberger, Iowa State assistant basketball coach here. Season opener coming up tomorrow, 4 o'clock, if you're listening to this on Thursday. It's possible that you're listening on Friday. And if that's the case, happy college basketball tip-off day for you guys. It'll be a fun day on Friday. Can't wait. Iowa State, Colorado at 4, ESPN 2. The women tip off their season against blasted Hampton. Yeah, that's right. Hilton Coliseum, 7 o'clock on Friday night, so the men will just be getting done, and the women will tip off their season. Of course, we'll have it covered for you. Rob Gray, as I record this, is on his way to Sioux Falls to cover the Cyclones, the 7th-ranked Cyclones. Jared Stansberry will be covering the women's game. Of course, we're going to have full coverage of Iowa State, Oklahoma State football as well. Tonight, wrestling tonight, too. Wrestling. Garrett Kroger, our new intern, is going to be hitting that up as we look to enhance our wrestling coverage here at CycloneFanatic.com. Thanks to TJ Otzelberger. Thanks for listening, guys. Coming up tonight on 1460 KXNO from 6 to 7, Brent Bloom and I will have your Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Podcast is up. All sorts of great content for you guys to take in. Happy November. It's a great time of year. So long.